I found there was a tremendous amount of immaturity within me that my marriage directly confronted. The key was that I had to change my view of marriage. If the purpose of marriage was simply to enjoy an infatuation and make me happy, then I'd have to get a new marriage every 2 or 3 years. But if I really wanted to see God transform me from the inside out, I'd need to concentrate on changing myself rather than on changing my spouse. In fact, you might even say, the more difficult my spouse proved to be, the more opportunity I'd have to grow. Just as physical exercise needs to be somewhat strenuous, so relational exercise may need to be a bit vigorous to truly stress test the heart. I didn't decide to focus on changing myself so that I could have a tension-free marriage or so that I'd be happier or even more content in my marriage. Instead, I adopted the attitude that marriage is one of many life situations that helped me to draw my sense of meaning, purpose, and fulfillment from God. Lisa can't make me happy, not in an ultimate sense. Certainly, we have some great times together, and she's become a wonderful wife, exceeding my dreams. But these great times are sprinkled with, and sometimes seem to get buried in, the demands, challenges, and expectations of paying the bills on time, disciplining children, earning a living, and keeping a house clean. I guess what I'm after is a quieter fulfillment, a deeper sense of meaning, a fuller understanding of the purpose behind this intense, one-on-one, lifelong relationship. As a man who believes his primary meaning comes from his relationship with God, I want to explore how marriage can draw me closer to God. There's another reason to stress this. Marriage for all of us is temporary in the light of eternity. The truth is, my and Lisa's relationship with God will outlive our marriage. Most likely, the time will come when either Lisa or I precede the other into eternity. The remaining spouse will be left alone, no longer married. Perhaps even eventually remarried to someone else. For the Christian, marriage is a penultimate rather than an ultimate reality. Because of this, both of us can find even more meaning by pursuing God together and by recognizing that He is the one who alone can fill the spiritual ache in our souls. We can work at making our home life more pleasant and peaceable. We can explore ways to keep sex fresh and fun. We can make superficial changes that will preserve at least the appearance of respect and politeness. But what both of us crave more than anything else is to be intimately close to the God who made us. If that relationship is right, we won't make such severe demands on our marriage, asking each other, expecting each other, to compensate for spiritual emptiness.